Greetings and welcome to Soundography, a crash course in music, one band at a time. I'm Brian Ibbett.
And I am Hammond Chamberlain.
And today, this is a question, I like it. Today we're joined by another friend of ours, another colleague in the world of podcasting, but also, like I said, a friend who has made us listen to something first. Let's find out who our special guest is. Welcome to the show, Monica, Lady Monica of ANTP fame.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are the social media maven of ANTP. I think that's the term that we gave you.
And maven.
Because you.
It's a very lovely term.
Yeah, I don't know what that, like, you know, like you.
It's like Raven with an M.
I was just about to say, doth quoth the maven.
The maven.
Nevermore.
Doth post the maven. Hashtag nevermore. That is what the biggest thing that Monica does for ANTP. She does a lot of stuff behind the scenes too. She is in control of our Discord server and works with our contestants to set times and things like that. And even wrangled a few special guests, interviewing one of them or interviewing another special guest for this most recent season. So look, your ANTP pedigree is speaks for itself. It's fantastic. But we got to talk about music here. That's the point of this show. Mm-hmm. And we got to see if your tastes in music are as good as your skills in social media. So what is it that you made us listen to this week?
I made you listen to the brand new Heavies album entitled Trunk Funk Classics, 1991 to 2000.
So this is great. This is a band whose name I'd heard before. That's all I knew. I've seen brand new Heavies. Yeah, I know that they're a band. That is all I knew about them. Hammond, what about you? What would you come into this?
I came into it a brand new, freshly unwrapped whiteboard.
Gotcha. Okay. With nothing on it.
Yeah.
No. I had a feeling.
Yeah. No. Oh, I've heard that name.
Nope. Or absolutely, okay. Absolutely, completely fresh, unadulterated, unaltered cleanliness of this album.
Good. Yeah. And is this this album, the Trunk Funk Classics, 1991 to 2000, this is kind of a retrospective greatest hits kind of thing of sorts, yeah. Right?
It's probably a cheat, but it's an important album for me with the brand new Heavies because it was the first album that I ever bought of theirs. Bought, I should say. I don't buy any. Never mind. I shouldn't say that. sorry.
But, your generation doesn't buy albums. Who are you kidding here?
So are we talking streaming or Pirate Bay? Where are we at with that?
Oh, no. I mean, streaming. Well, I own one of their newer albums. It isn't on Spotify, so I actually own it on Apple iTunes thingies.
Sure.
iTunes thingies. It. Let's
let's let that just hang there for a second.
I'm technical.
No, but I think the reason that we are allowing the greatest hits, because usually we don't on the show, but number one, this was the first thing you heard by them. This was your introduction to the band, so only fitting that becomes our introduction to the band.
I should give you that I was kind of introduced to this band in three different ways before I actually bought this album, but I didn't know who they were.
Okay.
So the first way would probably be one of the bigger hits, I guess, Dream on Dreamer was like a big on the radio kind of hit. I heard it a lot growing up. And also Never Stop. Never Stop. Never stop and forget it. I'll never stop and forget it. Evergreen, growing up with But I didn't know it was the same band because it was just, it just never occurred to me. And, you know, mm-hmm. you remember listening to the radio and not actually knowing what the artists' names were. Oh, so
for sure.
Yeah. This is like back in the day. I had my little Discman FM thing that I used to listen to in the car. So I would hear the song and I'd be like, oh my God, this is so great. And I guess the third way would be, do you remember that movie, The Truth About Cats and Dogs?
Yeah. Yeah. Uma Thurman and
Janine Garofalo. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a scene in there where they're like taking pictures or something and it's a Brand New Heavy song, but I didn't know it was them. And I instantly like loved the song and eventually finding my way to this album. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the same band.
That's cool. That's a great way to discover a band, especially when you come to it from three different directions that you don't even associate as the same band, right? Like you're saying,
exactly.
You know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, I heard one single by the Red Hot Chili Peppers here. And I heard a Red Hot Chili Peppers song in this movie. And I saw Flea and Kiedis in Point Break or whatever, or The Chase, right? And then but all that time you're like, yeah, but I know they're all Red Hot Chili Peppers. You came into this like, oh, I like that song. And I like that song. And I like that song. What? They're by the same band? Awesome. Great. That's a way of kind of proving that it was meant to be.
Yeah. And then I bought this album because I was like, well, it has a couple of the songs that I like. So, you know, I have the CD somewhere with the little, you know, little booklet inside. Yeah. I don't remember if it was one of those booklets that has words, but those were my favorite because you just sit there and read the lyrics
sure.
as you're, yeah.
That's such a favorite memory of mine. The days, you know, back in the days when I had the time to go to a record store, buy an album, crack it open as soon as I get home, either put on the CD or put on the vinyl, and then lay on the couch, listen to the entire album start to finish with the lyrics in my hand and read along with every single song. That's just an experience that I don't get anymore.
Yeah.
I know. It's sad.
It's
a sad thing.
I finally learned how to open a CD easily and now I don't buy them. So, you know.
Oh.
Did you ever learn that unhinging the side and then
to get the stupid single plastic label across the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was I not the one who showed you how to do that? Because I felt like once I learned that, I showed it was my job to let everybody I know
sure
how to do
you
it.
Back then.
Okay. So you've known it for that long. Okay. Yeah.
I hope so.
All right.
That was... Yeah, when was the last time I bought a CD?
Probably. I've only known you. The time I've known you is outside of the realm of popular CD purchasing.
2015. Yeah, I think I've been on Spotify that long.
Right, right. So, that probably makes sense. Well, let's talk about the album itself. This, of course, you know, not knowing anything about the band, Hammond and I both in the same boat. Listening to this the first time through, I will say I loved it. It's not at all what I expected. Knowing you, I don't know what your music tastes are. Now I do, but I didn't prior to this. and you were a tough nut to predict. I was thinking it could go heavy metal. I knew it wasn't going to be... I didn't see you as kind of like a pop music. I didn't see you as like a, oh yeah, I'm into the Ariana Grande and the Demi Lovato and stuff like that. Didn't picture that at all. So I don't know really what I was expecting, but I didn't expect this. And I'm intrigued by the fact that this is a favorite album of yours. And I love the fact that it's a favorite album of yours.
Wanna get wrecked to the track. It's brand new and heavy as a Chevy, and in fact, the far side is coming, and I hope we're not whack. But at this point, there's no turning back. But to be
I grew up kind of like as the youngest of three kids, and my brothers are about 10 years older than me, and we're Hispanic family, so my brothers were into like hip hop and stuff like that, R&B. And so they got me into that kind of music. And then like I slowly, you know, slipped into the R&B side of things. And, you know, so I love that kind of, I love that, that kind of music, but also I have a thing for horns for like bands like that, like just that
Tower of Power, that sort of thing. Like, yeah, the horns are thrown in as,
oh my God, horns, come on.
Frosting on the cake as opposed to, you know, Chuck Mangione or something where it's all you hear are horns.
There was something just like exciting about the music. Album, and I think I listened to it constantly for weeks until I knew every word to every song that had words, basically. Yeah. So beyond it, after this, you know, of course I went and I bought their other albums because that's what you do. Well, maybe I didn't buy them, but you get my point. I listened to the other albums.
Listened to the other albums.
Yeah. I got into it because a lot of this, a few of the songs on here are remixes and like maybe not remixes, but like, well, maybe they are remixes. Yeah, there's like a redone version of a couple of songs.
Right. Sometimes and Saturday Night are both remixes. Dream Come True, I think, is a new version of an earlier song they released, maybe.
Dream Come True, 92. Right now, I'm going to tell you, that is my favorite song.
Is it? Because that was going to be one of our questions for you.
Probably my favorite song. Like, it's up there. And like, I don't know if I could pick one song.
Really?
But that is like, oh my God, that is such, it has the roller coaster effect. Like that's what it is. It starts up and it brings you up and then drops you down into it's so just funky and just... And the words are great too, of course.
I love that. No, that's, my style of music, or not style, but that similar thing that I go to is the song that starts out with a few instruments and then just slowly builds and builds and builds until, you know, it's like a full orchestra kind of thing at the very end of the song. So I know exactly what you're talking about the roller coaster. I don't think I've got a name for what I like, that thing I just described.
It's the Ravel Bolero syndrome.
Kind of is. Yeah. Right. Because, you know, that starts out with, and then it adds the flute and I'm not going to go into every note, but yeah, that's a good example. Cause then it does. And by the end, it's like almost like a cacophony of all these sounds and instruments and stuff. Yeah, I totally dig that sort of thing.
And she does like a little bit of like a, I don't know if you would call that scatting or something like that, but just that's like interpretive, like.
Yeah, it's closer to scat than it is rap.
Yeah.
For sure.
She's just kind of making like, I don't know, like noises and stuff. But I love that kind of stuff vocally. Plus like, because they've had a few lead singers and different things, but for the most part, it's been Nadia Davenport, which I think that's how you pronounce her name. If not, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. But she's my favorite. She just has that kind of voice that I love. It's just, you know, that's what caught me, when I originally listened to the songs.
Hooked in was her vocals.
Yeah. And then listening to the band itself, because, you know, they have like the more instrumental tracks that are just... They're just funky. Like, just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Now, I like drawing kind of a map from the center of band into other bands you discover because of that band. Now, I know this album has J Dilla and Q-Tip on it, Q-Tip of Tribe Called Quest. And before I even got to that song, that was a note I made of like, oh, these guys remind me of a Tribe Called Quest. Not quite soul music, not quite rap, but this kind of perfect event horizon floating between those two planets. Don't have to loop up or beat the fuck you group up. Just bring the band by the way we gag in on the drums. Andrew punched the bass with his thumbs. It's sounding like I mentioned before, just strums. The guitar strings for all my siblings. Just follow when everyone sings. Did you go and listen to any Tribe Called Quest or anything, or any other connections to the band?
That would actually be before. That's what my brothers were into. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
The Far Side. Like just all those like old school, like I guess it was like late 80s, early 90s, like, but like smooth hip hop, you know, not like, I can't think of somebody who's like more hardcore rap, but in any case.
Like an Iced Tea or
Vanilla Ice.
Well, yeah, of course. That's it. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah. But they would listen to the, like Nice and Smooth and Dos Effects and things like that. So I got into that kind of music and this kind of, it kind of rolls into it, but I always feel like it's just a little bit more, what's the word? You know, a little more into the R&B side, which is where I ended up, you know, falling into. But yeah, they definitely have that kind of feel to it. Because if you listen to the original versions of these songs, it's just very, the band and the singing, there's no real, I don't feel the hip hop as much until the remixes, which is why I like the remixes.
Gotcha. So the sometimes, for example, obviously the original doesn't feature J Dilla and Q-Tip on it. They're the flourish that's been added to the remix.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I mean, some of the best... the best rap lyrics from Q-Tip in that song too.
Yeah, he's a favorite of mine. I've one of my favorite hip-hop songs is I Left My Wallet in
El Segundo,
and it was the thing that made me buy that entire Tribe Called Quest album.
Oh my God, something about Tribe Called Quest right there, just that changed so much. And I have no words to describe that album. But we're not talking about that album.
No, we could though if you want. No, but yeah, I know what you're saying. But yeah, they're you know, bringing him on as a guest and having him lay some vocals over a track in a remix like that definitely adds something to it. I'll have to go back. See, now that I've kind of gotten hooked on the remix versions, I'll have to go back and listen to the versions without all the additional stuff. So that's something you went back and did when you were listening to the albums that these songs came from. You found that, all right, yeah, it's still got the band, it's still got Ndaya Davenport's vocals, but just doesn't have that extra thing that I kind of got hooked on.
And I appreciate the songs for like the regular flavor that they have. They're still good, but it's just, you know, I fell in love with this album. Once again, just Dream Come True 92 is just like phenomenal. I've listened to the original again and it's a fine song, but it just doesn't have the same. It just doesn't have the same flow to it.
Yeah. I get it. Hammond, I'm sorry. I've been kind of dominating this, but I don't even think we've even asked what you thought of the album on your first listen.
I listened to this a bunch because behind the scenes a little bit, we had scheduled to do this like a month ago. And schedules happened and I went on vacation and you had a bike ride and just everything happened. Yeah. So, you know, I've had time to kind of listen to this. I think I've listened to this like four or five times now. And I've enjoyed it. And every time I listen to it, I find new things to enjoy. But on that initial listen, I just kept thinking, man, this would be great if I was getting high right now.
Right. I mean, there's a little bit of a, like a 311, just a chill.
Yeah, it was a 311, little Cypress Hill kind of thing through it. There's some stuff in there that is very, it's not quite stoner rock, but it's like stoner R&B.
Yeah.
Stoner funk.
This is so funny. It's funny. Like, okay. So
it makes me wonder what you do with your free time, Monica.
So I think it's funny because I grew up listening to hip hop and R&B. And then I ended up most of my teen years in a predominantly, you know, white area. Mm-hmm. And so when I would introduce my music to like some of my friends who were not as like into the music as me. Yep. Some of the stuff that they would say, like most of the R&B that I like, they said it was like, I don't know what I would call it that's not offensive on this, but you know, like romantic music, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Like the slow jam.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it was like Quiet Storm kind of stuff. And like, it just like, it has like a great flow. And I don't think about that stuff when I'm listening to it. It's just kind of, you know, it's right. So chill and so just like, it's a whole vibe. Right. But yeah, right. I could understand.
Yeah. We did have a term for that in college, but it's not one that I can repeat here. As yeah, far as yeah. like that style of music, that music that, that you put on. It's like, yep, yeah, there's one specific reason you put that music on.
Copulation and, tunes?
Pretty much. Yeah, there you okay. go. That's it right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know if I can say this. Yeah. I have a whole playlist called Baby Makers, basically. It's on Spotify. You can look it up. It's not my playlist, but I found it and I was just like, oh my God, this is all like R&B from the 90s.
No, that's really, yeah, I think everybody has a mixtape or two. Mine were called Heartbeats. Oh. It's a little lame. How, it does feel how, like a lame, like
how romantic.
Like in K-Tel records and stuff. But it's funny because it was stuff like Squeeze and Crowd House and Skritti Politti. And I mean it's not your, you know, there's no
LL Cool J.
Or right, no LL Cool J. It is all like new wave.
We covered LL and his slow jams.
Yeah.
Felt sleazier and sleazier as the record as he went further along in his career.
Yeah.
And more predominant.
Well, yeah. There's you know, he's my first concert actually.
LL Cool J was.
I went to see him 3 times in my life. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. This was back in the this was Headsprung time, so. But all of that don't mean nothing. I want you to know that I listen to 47 podcasts a month. Brian and Scott take up most of my time because they're daily freaking show.
Yeah, well, we do a lot. Yeah.
But anyway, this album, it grew on me and I find myself going back to it. I drove to Vegas and it was on my phone for that. And I listened to it in the car and it made good highway music.
Yeah, that totally would. I could totally see that because it does lend itself to a nice little repetition. As you're driving, you know, you kind of want, I can't listen to like improv jazz, for example, while I'm driving, but I can listen to something that's really got a steady rhythm. You think of the best driving, you know, road trip songs, and it's all stuff like Radar Love by Golden Earring and Life is a Highway, and it's all these like repetitive. I get that. I totally get that and appreciate that. Yeah, this would make. Did it kind of help the miles go by faster?
It did. It was actually really good road music. I would probably recommend to anyone that's interested in going on a road trip, get this album, throw it on, see what it does for you.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just keep your edibles out of the driver's seat. That's all I'm saying.
Boy, why do we have so many Cheetos in here?
I was going to say also that the Saturday Night song, I think it's one of those songs that I haven't listened to as much as the rest of the album, probably because it's the last song and it's like after my favorite song. Holding strong to all her dignity. Lady
luck always takes a backseat. She said, so like Saturday if you've only got half an hour, you're only hearing like tracks 1 through 11 or something.
Yeah. So I was listening to it again and I realized that it has a very, it reminded me of an Aaliyah song, Got to Give It Up. That's actually, I guess, a Marvin Gaye song.
Right. Cover of Marvin Gaye.
Made me think of Sam Rockwell. which is just really good. You know, you can think about Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell, the actor, yeah?
Yeah, because he was dancing to the Marvin Gaye version, I think, in a movie.
Oh, really? Was it Moon? Did he put it on his little space station and dance to it in there?
He dances in every movie and it's great. It's my favorite thing ever. He needs to dance in every movie, even if it's a...
He danced in Iron Man. You're right. He found a reason to dance in Iron Man.
Yeah. Did he dance in Choke?
There was Charlie's Angels. He has a whole dancing... I think that might be where it is.
Poor guy was in Charlie's Angels. Oh.
Yeah. Oh man! But there's a
where's the dance scene in Three Billboards outside of
Nebraska or Missouri or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
There's a movie called Mr. Perfect. Go watch it. It's really, I think it's Mr. Perfect, but he's in it. He is fantastic.
Hmm. Just he's perfect.
Wonderful. Him dancing.
He's Mr. Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, that's what it's called.
So I had a few standout treks myself. We talked about Sometimes Stay This Way and Bonafide Funk are two. Ones I marked, like put little stars next to that I really like. They also reminded me a little bit of Soul to Soul.
There was a lot of Soul to Soul. You're not wrong. Oh my gosh.
And
yeah,
exactly. We don't have rights to that. You can't sing it.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. That's not how that works.
It's going to cost us $1.28.
Wait, this is podcasting. Can't you just say it anyway?
You're in the New York area. Have you heard of a band out there called Escort?
No.
They're kind of another female-fronted funk band and very similar. They totally remind, they could open for Brand New Heavies on tour, but they do, it's a song called Out of My Head, an Escort song called Out of My Head. And they did a music video for it that is a shot for shot cover of Journey's Separate Ways video, but it's their song. They're not like singing Separate Ways. They're singing their own song and stuff is still lining up perfectly with like, the playing the keyboards up against the shipping container and the woman walking down the high heels, you know, you see the high heels walking down. If you're not at all familiar with the original, what's cool is that there's a video that shows both of them side by side. And it's one of the greatest things ever. And this, so like this band totally reminds me of Brand New Heavies totally reminded me of Escort.
I didn't get into I guess you would call it rock and any of that kind of music until probably the mid-2000s. Mm-hmm. I find that funny. But when my boyfriend at the time and my friends, we formed a rock band in Rock Band, you know, the video game.
Yeah.
And I learned all these different bands like Boston and Journey. What's the one with the glasses? Those Weezer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. the killer, one? Like just all that stuff came to me at that point when, and I started, so that.
Are you always vocalist in a rock band or do you do guitar drums? Always vocalist?
I was an expert. I would sing on expert and I would do most songs near perfect. I'm sorry, this is my claim to fame. That's all I got.
Hey, and that's good. It's worth,
I would play
worth
terrible
it.
Bass.
I was so good at Guitar Hero that I played acoustically.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have what do you call it when you can like listen to something and then sing it?
Perfect
like
pitch. Perfect pitch.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think
like,
that's
what's
what
the equivalent of photographic memory when it comes to singing? It's that, right?
I basically, when I do like karaoke, they say, not that I sound like them, but I sound like them. You know what I mean? Like I.
Yeah. Like you not just get the lyrics and the melody right, but you actually almost impersonate the singer kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's,
wow. It's, why aren't we doing karaoke next time we're at a Nerdtacular or TMS Vegas or a BlizzCon or something?
Yeah. I always want to get like drunk singing in front of people and then them go, oh my God, you're so great. But that never happens.
Next time.
I don't think I've actually ever sung any karaoke.
Why not?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, next time we do it, Hammond's getting up there and he's going to do a Dream Theater song. And
do you have that kind of time?
Well, I'll go out and get a sandwich and come back just in time for the end of the song. Cool. Any last things? Have you ever seen Brand New Heavies in concert? I know we like to ask this one as well.
No, I've never had the opportunity, but I'm going to say, whatchamacallit? I'm also going to say that they continue to have a couple of good albums since then. Mm-hmm. And they have, in my opinion, the best cover of Sledgehammer ever. You played it for me on TMS one time for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. Your sledgehammer. Why don't you call my name? Oh, let me be your sledgehammer. This will be my testimony. Yeah. Yeah. They've done a couple other covers.
Midnight at the Oasis is another one that's a favorite of mine.
Yeah. But that Sledgehammer is just—it's so aside from the original, it's just so good.
And they do it in their kind of acid jazz style. Yeah,
it's amazing. So go check out those albums because I think they've broken up since then, where they're doing like without the main lead singer.
Would you see them without the? Would that be a deal breaker kind of for you to see them without?
It's been a really long time. I don't know if they. Yeah, I mean, like if they were around, I guess they live by New York. So if they were playing, I guess I haven't been paying attention. If I had the opportunity, I definitely would go see them, even without Nadia.
Nadia. Oh, I said Nadia. Yeah, Nadia. Yep.
I think it's Nadia.
It is Nadia. I screwed it up. I transposed the D in the N. Very cool. Well, I think this is great. I think this will this is a good recommendation for folks to check out Trunk Funk Classics, 1991 to 2000. I think it's a solid album. And I'm gonna do the same thing now that you did, which is go back and listen to some of these tracks without the remix versions, without the guest rappers and stuff like that, and just kind of engross myself in their music. It works for like the as Hammond mentioned, road trip music, but also kind of works as, hey, getting work done and I don't need something loud, obnoxious, and distracting. This is like smooth.
You don't need the Megadeth?
I never need the Megadeth. There's like, I'm trying to think, if I ever need to get confidential information out of a detainee, then I'll use Megadeth. But I can't think of any other purpose that I
need. Wow. Yeah. Dave Mustaine's so mad at you right now.
Let him be. It's totally fine. I'm fine with that. Cool. Well, Monica, where can people find you online?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter or Twitch at WickedKitten13. I do other podcasts and those are pretty cool too.
Well, do you want to say what they are?
Oh, yeah. I do.
I was waiting for like, and they are.
Yeah, I didn't have anything written up because I didn't know if I was going to do this.
Yeah, listen, you're on a podcast. There is always going to be a time when the host says, where can people find you? You got to be able to plug your shows. Have you not been listening to ATP?
Oh my gosh, marketing. Yeah, yeah. Being able to talk about your show and tell people when they are. That was one of the best bits of last season.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm failing.
That's totally fine.
Hi. My name is Wicked Kitten, also Monica Stone. So you can also, I do a Hearthstone show called Hearth Casual that's over on the Warcraft Radio network of podcasts. So you can check us out there, warcraftradio.com or something like that. I'm great at this. And I do a Heroes of the Storm show called Q for Fun that is probably, I'm just so proud of that show. I'm going to say that because we are all women hosts. And the guests that we've had on have been really incredible. Other women in the community and things like that. So cool. Listen to that if you like video games. Yeah.
Very good. Well, excellent. Well, Monica, thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure. And I know we're excited for another season of ANTP coming soon. But in the meantime, we've got this, and we've got this bond over this great album that you've introduced us to. So thank you very much. Hammond, anything to close us out?
No, I'm glad we got to listen to this. This is one of those things that I never would have found without this show. So I appreciate it.
For sure. Excellent. Monica, thank you so much. And listeners, if you want to get in touch with us, of course, you can find us at all the usual places. The Soundography on Twitter, soundographypodcast@gmail.com is our email address. And of course, everything else is right there at Soundography. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for another You Gotta Listen to This. I can't remember if it's my turn or if we have
Alex next.
Alex's turn next. Oh my gosh, what's he going to make us listen to? All this and more coming up next time on Soundography.